This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
Hour 3 of the Swain Event is brought to you by the Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again? Let us help. If you want to chop it up with the fellas, call the Be Dry Waterproofing Hotline at 865-200-5503.
I usually don't do this, but it's such a popular topic right now on Twitter. I got to bring it up, guys. Hour 3 is powered by Low T Center, LowTCenter.com. Guys, if you get on Twitter right now, one of the most trending topics is that a traditional breakfast spot.
To talk about this, you're going to have to say their name.
Oh, I am.
Okay.
I'm setting it up.
It's nearly impossible.
A traditional breakfast spot that serves pancakes is trying to do something different here. This place is the International House of Pancakes. And over the last week or so, they've been teasing this new this announcement that's going to take the world by storm. They're going to change the P on the end of IHOP, and it's going to be a B. And so people were wondering, what is it? Bacon or biscuits? Or what is it going to be? Blueberries? And today they unveil this announcement. They unveil this plan. And the plan is International House of Burgers. That's it. That's the big announcement, guys.
Hit that lame trombone hotkey there, Ben.
International House of Burgers. Because, you know, you're thinking of a good burger. IHOP is what you're thinking. Huh. Man. Who's in the marketing team there at IHOP?
It feels like they got, you know, how some of these big corporate companies, they'll maybe hire a third party, a consulting firm or something, for something like this, and that they'll come in all gung-ho. Hey, you know what you should do? It would cause a big stir. Change the P on the end of your name to a B. This will be great. People will love it. We know social media. Look at us. We're fun and hip and cool, and we definitely know what social media wants to see. And then they do it, and the entire thing, people just look at it, and it's just cringy and dumb and stupid. And it's like your dad trying to be cool. You know,
yes.
Like, you know, stop. You're my dad. You're not supposed to be cool. You don't need to be cool.
Turn your head around, Dad.
Stop.
Yeah.
Stop it. Don't say bro. Don't say bruh. You're a dad.
They just better hope their burgers are better than their breakfast food.
Yeah. is there when's the last time, like, your dad or your dad being tried to be, like, really cool and you had to stop them in their tracks? You're like, nah, Dad, don't do that.
My parents are actually in town as we speak. They came up yesterday. They got here around lunch. So I'm sure it happened yesterday at some point. I can't remember an exact moment off the top of my head.
Well, your dad tried to be cool.
I have one
like,
for
no.
sure.
You're like, no, Dad, stop.
I have one for sure. There was a time my dad was a big proponent of still is to this day, the cell phone clip on the belt.
Woo!
Which is a super dad move.
Super dad
for move. Sure. But one day, like, it was for a time, I don't know if it's cool anymore, but to say, like, hey, hit me on my hip means call your cell phone, you know. And and sometimes the kids say that.
He said that,
and my dad,
the kids don't say
one
that.
Day said hit me on my hip, and I was like, no,
they said that 2
nope.
years ago.
Nope. Let's not back that up. Don't make that a thing.
They said that a while ago.
Yeah. That was that's not a recent thing, really. I think he probably was saying that about that old brick like Nokia phone that everybody had for a while.
Yeah.
But that's one that I remember distinctly. I think I was in high school or something, and he did that, and I was like, nope, let's not.
Yeah, I remember that Nokia phone because it had like the really hard antenna up on the top of it.
Pull it out,
and if like you put it on your belt clip and you sat down, it would stab you like in the side. It would stab you in the ribs. It's like ah, and you have to turn it sideways to sit down. Those were the days right there, man. I saw a photo of the first mobile phone, like the Zach Morris phone.
Oh, yeah.
It was $1,800.
I think
it's from Dan Rovell or something like that.
My dad had he had a Dodge Intrepid, I think, when we were kids, and he had a car phone, like a old, like the car phone that was like in the floor that you pick up, and it's, you know, it's a... like bigger than your head.
Yeah, Zach Morris phone.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
He had one of those. I remember that when I was a kid. He thought he was uptown.
I was listening to an interview with Bob Costas over the weekend, and he still has a flip phone. Does not do social media. Does not do any of that. And I just can't imagine being Bob Costas and having a flip phone. You do the Olympics. You do baseball. You do what was the horse race over the not the Kentucky Derby, obviously the Belmont Stakes.
Yeah,
was that the one over the weekend? Calling the Triple Crown, and you have a flip phone.
My grandmother, who is coming up on 90 years old,
wow,
has an iPhone. So, come on, Bob, get it together.
You got late for what here? Text box. On Big Orange 13, I'm giving you this for what? Out of love.
Are you talking to me?
Big Orange 13 on text box. Out of love.
Ooh, this is bad.
Yeah, Big Orange 13.
Ooh, hate that we have to do this.
Oh, we have to, man. This is going to hurt us more than it's going to hurt you.
Yeah.
But it has to happen. 904 got this message. It says, love you guys. Why are you playing Gator music on the Swain event,
the band intro. Play.
Just asking, ? Keep up the good work, listening every day down Tampa. So you're probably referring to the song you hear at the top of the hour. Well, that is not Gator band music. That's actually Tennessee. That is V-O-L-S-V. Let's go. That's that one, Big Orange 13. So,
Can we block Big Orange 13?
No, we can't block.
Loyal listener, he's down in Tampa.
No, he's a loyal listener.
Thank you for listening.
I'm giving him a hard time.
But dog.
That's definitely Tennessee.
Come on, man.
You got to know that.
And I can honestly say, in the log, it says Vols spelled out.
Yeah. We need to get Big Orange 13 to a football game. Now, it's probably been a while since he's been to one.
I will say that. Sounds similar to one of the little – the Gators do something similar to that. I think they actually use that – I don't even know how to describe it, that rhythm, I guess.
Yeah.
I believe they use that exact one where they do the Gator Chomp. It's something along those lines.
The Gator Chomp is –
How do you know that?
Because we played Florida.
I'm kidding.
Forever.
I know, Charlie. I don't want to know that you know. I don't want to know that I know. I don't want to know that Swain knows.
Yeah, it's the worst.
I mean, when you play a team every single year, it's kind of hard not to know their
fight song. I'm very, very aware of it. But I believe they use that one as well to say go Gators.
Maybe they do. I'm not, something along
those lines. It's not their primary one, but it is one that they use.
That's tough, but forgivable.
I thought you were giving me it for what there for a second because y'all were both looking at me.
No.
I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah, Big Orange 13 on the text box thought that one of the songs played at the Tennessee game was a Gator song. It's not a Gator song. It's Tennessee.
Maybe it's a case of like, Tennessee fans do it's great to be a Tennessee Vol. So many schools do that.
Mm-hmm.
A ton of schools.
Yeah.
I believe the Florida does. Like, it's great to be a Florida Gator, whatever.
Yeah.
So,
everyone does that.
Yeah, so, everybody does the it's great to be a blah, blah, blah,
whatever
blah, blah.
It is.
Although Tennessee's is the best.
Yeah. A lot of cornbread takes here on the text box. Charlie, I'll let you I'll let you get to these.
These are some doozies.
You're passionate about that.
There's like six or seven of these right in a row. KY Lakeval says, love cornbread and buttermilk. Then Jason says, sweet. Jason was a little off topic. He said, how can cornbread be from the north? They don't even drink sweet tea. I agree. I've never had cornbread in the north. But Nelson said, cornbread and buttermilk, cash money. I eat cornbread either crumbled up in milk, or I also like it in buttermilk. And then DC Vol Girl says, cornbread and milk. It's the only thing that her grandpa would take the snuff out of his mouth to enjoy. Vol Till I Fall, cornbread and milk. Scott Vol Fan, cornbread and buttermilk. I don't know about cornbread and buttermilk. My grandfather, who has since passed, he used to eat that. More power to him. I don't know that I'm about cornbread and buttermilk. That just...
Ugh. Hey, man,
Maybe I'm... What's the right phrase? Am I putting the cart before the horse? I haven't tried it.
Yeah, let's try it first.
Maybe I should try it.
Maybe one day on the show we'll try it. It's June. Why not, right?
I think that needs to be done.
Let's do that. How about Wednesday? How about Wednesday we try cornbread and buttermilk on the show?
I don't ever think I've had buttermilk straight. I mean, I'm sure
y'all
I have.
Down?
I've tried it.
Are y'all down?
I'm down.
I'll do it. Yeah. Absolutely.
Wednesday, we will try cornbread and buttermilk on the show. I'm nervous, but we'll do it.
Yeah, I can't. Just thinking, I've tried buttermilk by itself.
My goal is,
I love milk. I mean, I love just dairy products in general.
My goal, I know what I'm going to do while we're doing it. I'm going to play Kevin Hart so I can make sure that the milk comes out your nose, make you laugh so hard that.
No, you gotta take it down, Ben. Cornbread and milk. We'll have to try cornbread and milk and then cornbread and buttermilk because there's definitely a difference.
For sure.
So we can feel like we're a part of the conversation.
Buttermilk is a totally different entity. And we don't come off, you know, ill-informed. So.
Now we will try it on Wednesday for sure. 865-255-03, B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Stay with us. Be right back.
Hour 3 of the Swain event is brought to you by the Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help.
VFL's Jason Swain and Todd Kelly here with our Men on Football and Smoothie segment. Let's discuss some of our favorite smoothies and how they impact our lives. TK, man, tell me which smoothie comes to mind when you think about playing defense.
Swaino, the Peanut Butter Power Plus and the Power Punch Plus provide the energy needed to make plays every time they take the field. Then you have the Gladiator and the Hulk, nutrition every dominant player has to have. Bottom line, everyone wants to be a dominant player. Now, Swain, you tell me about the offensive side of the ball.
TK, it's simple. You always score with Smoothie King. The Shredder personifies what we are going to do to opposing defenses. The Berry Punch and Activator will light up the scoreboard. And in case we need to go into overtime, the Pure Recharge will put us over the top for the win.
Swaino, you know I love football and Smoothie King. I'm a VFL, a Smoothie King for life. The Chocolate Gladiator and the Chocolate Shredder with the scoop of peanut butter. Oh, that's my go-to smoothie. They get a chest bump all day.
Yes, sir. This concludes our Men on Football and Smoothie King segment for today. Don't forget the Sip-by-Sip program. Use Smoothie King as a meal replacement 5 or more times a week, and you'll feel and see the difference. Smoothie King, the healthy alternative to fast food. Delicious and nutritious.
TK, don't forget the peanut butter. Yeah, boy.
Gentlemen, when it comes to health and quality of life, there are numbers every man needs to know, including our testosterone number. I recommend going to Low T Center. They make it quick and easy to get your levels checked, and it's covered by most health insurance. Low T levels can make you feel tired and grumpy. It can raise your cholesterol, cause weight gain, and loss of muscle mass. Low T Center's physicians specialize in treating low T in men. Listen to me here. They know men's health and are reinventing men's health care. Call 865-392-1388 or go to lowtcenter.com.
Having a place to call home means a lot.
a place that feels comfortable where you can be yourself. Better Mattress has called East Tennessee home for the past 27 years. You can tell when you walk in, they care. They have that Tennessee spirit that feels like home. You can trust them. Better Mattress has the history, the expertise to help you sleep better, and they have the top brands. From Tempur-Pedic to Stearns & Foster, Better Mattress has the brands you know, plus they carry their own line handcrafted in East Tennessee. The owners of Better Mattress know the person who made your Better Mattress. They visit their manufacturers to perfect every single detail before carrying them in their stores. To celebrate 27 years, you can get an adjustable base for $27 on select purchases. That's a $1,299 value. With a 100-night guarantee, you can shop worry-free at Better Mattress. You are missing out if you don't shop Better Mattress. It feels like home, and this month only, get an adjustable base for $27 to celebrate 27 years in business. Good night, just got better. BEDRmattress.com. Do you have cracks in your foundation? A wet basement or a nasty, leaky crawl space? Our listeners have heard about them on the Swain event for over a year, and now it's time to make the call. Give B-Dry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair the opportunity to fix your home's problem. Since 1958, that's right, nearly 60 years, B-Dry has been solving basement, crawl space, and foundation problems throughout the country. B-Dry only uses high-quality materials from reputable manufacturers. They back their installations with some of the best warranties in the industry to provide homeowners with added peace of mind. They are truly an A-plus company. Whenever you start experiencing a wet basement, leaky crawl space, or a cracked foundation, remember these three words. Better call B-Dry. Reach out to B-Dry today at 865-662-5238 to schedule your free appointment. That's 865-662-5238. Remember, better call B-Dry.
We now return to the program. It's A Debtful Life.
2 auto loans, 6 credit cards. Sometimes I wish I'd never taken out all this debt.
Oh, you should never say that, especially since Alcoa 10 will pay you up to $500 for your debt.
Who are you? Are you an angel?
Close. I'm a loan officer at Alcoa 10.
Teacher said that whenever you hear cha-ching, someone refinance a loan at Alcoa 10.
Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong. Equal housing lender.
At some point in your life, you're going to need an attorney. You need a guy like Jerry Castile with the law firm of Butler, Vines, and Babb. Jerry Castile is East Tennessee born, and he understands what giving his all truly means. To Jared, every case is big and every client is important. He will aggressively push your case to make sure you are quickly paid every dollar that you deserve. Give Jared Castile a call, 865-244-3933, and talk with him directly. His office is located at 2701 Kingston Pike. So if you've been injured in a car wreck, let Jared Castile and Butler, Vines, and Babb fight for you.
For a replay of each day's Swain Event TV, like us on Facebook.
Hour 3, powered by Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. 865-255-03 is our telephone number. Today's lunch special at Dead End Barbecue is a half-smoked chicken served with one side, choice of bread, and a small nanner pudding. Only $12 at Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. Ben McKee, Charlie Burrs, Jason Swain here. 850 AM, 100.9 FM, Rocky Top Sports. In our second week here on the dial, and I really appreciate all the support, all the love in our first week. Had a really good first week with Chris Lowe and Grant Ramey. Had Coach Pruitt, Coach Vitello, and Rachel Barbeau, who is a national media member that's doing some really great things and as far as college football and working with young men and women. And so I had a really good first week.
It feels like we've been on the station for a month. That last week was so packed, it feels like it was a month, not just one week.
A lot of stuff happened.
Yeah, this week's going to be fun, too, man. I'm excited for Mark Nagy. His book is already out. You can get that. Decade of Dysfunction. A little spoiler alert.
I have him on Wednesday.
Yep, have him on a Wednesday. I think I have a couple quotes in there in the book from the last 10 years or whatnot. So I talked to Mark. We talked about 20, 30 minutes, and I gave him some quotes. I don't even remember what I said, but hopefully it wasn't anything bad that's in the book because you can't edit that. There's no edit button. Twitter.
We'll burn them all.
On a book, so.
It does stress me out a little bit. I was in his last oral history for the Greg Schiano thing. And some things that I said were definitely in the moment, heat of the moment type of stuff.
No.
I still stand by them.
Comments in the heat of the moment?
At this moment, I stand by them. But it's still a little scary because I can't go back, take those out, delete them.
At the time when you said them, you had a bunch of emotions running through your system. Now you say the same things without the emotion running through you.
But I still, it wasn't anything over the top, but.
Charlie, over-the-top comments about things?
I've never done that. Never will. I'm not irresponsible like that.
What's up with your latest LeBron take?
I was about to bring that up. So I was going to bring
this up.
Let's
talk about this.
So your latest LeBron take made me turn my phone off.
I was dying laughing.
So there has been a little bit of talk from analysts around the NBA that LeBron could be looking at Memphis as a landing spot. I don't see it happening.
I don't either.
It just doesn't seem...
For one reason, the way that they did David Fizdale, even though that was blown out of proportion by the national media, that was more on David Fizdale than people want to let you believe.
Fizdale wasn't getting it done, and Marc Gasol didn't like him.
And when your star player doesn't like you, and you can't develop a relationship with your... And it wasn't just Marc Gasol. Marc Gasol just happened to be the star player.
Mm-hmm. But that just came up over the weekend. I think Dylan Brooks tweeted, "Hey, LeBron, come to Memphis or something." And I mean, the fact is, if LeBron came to Memphis, I would weep tears of joy.
No. Let's pull up the text messages.
Sure, I believe that's what I said. I said that.
No. That's close. Here's my problem with Charlie. Last week and the last weeks before that, he was ripping LeBron a new one.
Called him a moron.
Can't stand the way he plays. Don't like him on the court.
I never said I don't like the way he plays basketball.
Oh, man.
You actually have said that.
The way he whines.
The way he whines bugs me.
That's the way he plays basketball, Charlie.
But if he is a Memphis Grizzly, he can whine all that he wants. I don't care. I will 100% be a hypocrite in that case.
And if LeBron plays for the Grizzlies, he's the greatest basketball player of all time?
And every single time he whines, he is correct. If he plays for the Grizzlies. Now, if he doesn't play for the Grizzlies, every time he whines,
he's wrong.
As far as I'm concerned, he's wrong. But if he plays in Memphis, he's 100% right. He is correct. Now, even if he played for Memphis, my takes on his pretentiousness on the stuff like blocking a shot and then standing at the other end of the court, quitting on a play and just staring at the play from the other end just because it was dramatic.
That's not why he did it, though.
Get out of here with that. That's
not why he did it, though.
You're going to love LeBron if he's a Grizzly.
But if he comes to the – like, that stuff will still very much be the way that it is. And I'm not going to – I'm not going to defend that. I still think that that's ridiculous. But –
I actually
things I'm, change if he plays for the team that I love.
I understand from a realistic standpoint.
Interesting take.
One, LeBron's never going to Memphis, so we can
no.
But for a 30-second dreaming of it, I think it would be a good fit. You have Mike Conley running the point. You got Marc Gasol playing center. You have decent role. You have at least a couple good role players in Wayne Selden and Dylan Brooks.
Dylan Brooks is good.
You've got the number two pick. I mean, the number four pick, excuse me. If you get a Marvin Bagley.
That's a team that would make it to, at worst, the conference finals. Against the Warriors, I think.
Well, you'd have to get past the Warriors and the Rockets. So maybe not a guaranteed Western Conference finals, but you would definitely get.
You're real close.
In that series to get to the conference finals.
Yeah.
It would be a good fit if you think about it from a basketball standpoint. And J.B. Bickerstaff can relate to LeBron. How is it a terrible
fit? How can you say that's a terrible fit? He would be.
It'd be a better fit than him in Philly.
He would fit in just fine in Memphis. I mean,
guys, to win championship, you gotta have a bench. You gotta have a productive bench. Look at the Warriors bench. Look at the Cavs bench when they won a championship.
Look at the Grizzlies when they made the conference finals in 2013.
Well, I just said that they would. They had Dylan Brooks. They'd have Wayne Selden. Go get Tony Allen again.
Well, back in 2013, the Grizzlies had a great bench, and they ended up getting to the Western Conference Finals.
Hopefully, you have a healthy Chandler Parsons, and then you can go. You know who's a free agent point guard that I really want the Grizzlies to go get to back up Mike Conley? Marcus Smart. He is the epitome of a Memphis Grizzly.
He is Tony Allen.
Yes. Like,
yeah, he is Tony Allen. LeBron's best places.
You got Tyreek Evans, Jermichael Green. Like, it's not as bad as you think. Now, here's
– Jermichael Green.
Go back. Jermichael was butt booty terrible this season, but go back and look. Last year when he was playing for a contract, he was really good. But that's worrisome.
So he got to play for a contract to play well?
That's what I was about to say. That is worrisome. But here's the real reason that LeBron will never come to the Grizzlies is because they can't afford him because they spent $195 million on Chandler stinking Parsons.
There's five places in the NBA that's better fit than Memphis.
Oh, there's better fits. Yeah. There's better fits.
Five better.
Who?
L.A. is better.
Which L.A. team? Both teams?
Lakers. Lakers better fit because he is probably going to talk Chris Paul in coming.
They don't have a bench either, though.
You can trade.
If that's your criteria.
They're
crap.
Azuma, whatever his name is.
Kuzma.
Yeah. His name is better than LeVar Ball. You can trade LeVar Ball away.
You mean Lonzo
Ball.
Whatever his name is. Ball.
But Lonzo, LeVar.
But Lonzo also comes with LeVar. Yeah, they're a package
with
deal.
With that.
And LiAngelo. And
with that rap video LaMelo. They put out.
Yeah.
Trying to promote their merch. But Lakers is a better fit.
I agree.
The Spurs.
That's a really good fit if you can get Kawhi back on the same page.
Better fit because you got Aldridge. That's a better fit. The Celtics. Better fit. You trade away Kyrie Irving. Never know what might happen there. The Sixers is a better fit. And then the Rockets. You got the Rockets in there too. Better fit.
I'm indifferent about the Sixers. I know you disagree because LeBron doesn't have to be a primary ball handler. But I am of the belief that I think the Sixers would make a mistake in bringing in LeBron in the sense of you already have great chemistry amongst Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons. You're trying to develop Ben Simmons as a guy who can be the alpha male of that team. And I think bringing in a LeBron James, whether he has to have the ball in his hands all the time, LeBron has to be that alpha male in that locker room. And I'm not saying that it would 100% not work, but I could see maybe LeBron – messing up that chemistry that Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons have.
Hey, if they're not champions, if they don't have a championship attitude, then absolutely. I mean, but I think those are better places than Memphis. But we let For What go by, and I didn't get a chance to put this on For What because we were running behind. But this story about LeBron's hand.
Yeah, where do you fall on that?
Deserves a For What. And I know Brian Windhorst covered LeBron when LeBron was in high school, and so I'm pretty sure he was either told to put that out or he felt like he needed to put it out. I'm sorry. If you hurt and you wait until after you lose to put the information out, it just really looks bad. It looks like an excuse.
It does.
Yeah. And he may have been hurt. He may have been. I don't know that. I'm not going to sit here and say he wasn't. All I'm saying is – the timing was really bad, and it's a bad look for LeBron to allow anyone to make an excuse for him or losing. There's already a good reason. It doesn't have to be an excuse. The team you're playing against is a super team.
Yeah, they're monsters.
The team you play for is trash.
They're better than you.
Yeah, that's the
reason.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
The thing with that is that I saw that, and I said, what the hell kind of difference does that make? You maybe win one game out of that series if your hand's not hurt. Like, that doesn't make a difference in that series. You lost because the Warriors are ridiculous.
Yes. They're the best team in history, at least over the course of a 3-year span, in my opinion.
Pure dominance, I mean.
But my thing is with LeBron, and I love LeBron,
But I can't even stick up for him on this. I mean, this is a poor look. In game two, or I guess it was game three, you're throwing it off the backboard, catching it with both hands, and slamming it down like it's nothing.
Looked hurt.
Brocan probably can't do that, at least to the extent that LeBron did it. And, I mean, he didn't even grimace. I mean, I don't know. If I had a broke hand and I'm doing what he's doing, I would at least grimace. Or even that same hand, he's over here dapping everybody up after the game like it's nothing. I mean, it's not a good look. Now,
he might have had a broke hand, and his pain tolerance might be higher than others. And a little small – it could be like a small stretch fracture. That is considered a break. Because I remember when my daughter – was doing like cartwheels or something, and she kind of fell on her thumb, and she was like, ah, my thumb. And I was like, oh, you okay? We'll put some ice on it. We'll wrap it up. You'll be good to go. And my wife was like, no, we need to take her to Children's. I was like, no, man, she's okay. Look, it's not even that bad looking, and it's not even purple or anything. It's okay. She's fine. She was like, no, I'm not listening to you. We're going to the hospital. She goes to the hospital. They do the x-rays. A very small, thin fracture. Very small. But you know what they consider that?
A break.
A break. And she was in a cast. So you can still play with a very small. I mean, hey, I had a broken kneecap for my whole senior year.
Sounds
mean. And half of my junior year. Because I had a stretch fracture in my kneecap. I still played. I'm not going to say he didn't have it. All I'm saying is it's a really bad look to put that information out immediately after the game. I mean, it was like it was time. It was like a time tweet or something. You know, at least wait a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But immediately after the game, whether LeBron, you know, told them he wanted it out or they put it out themselves, it's just a bad look for LeBron, period.
Yeah, and I'm really not trying to defend LeBron when I say this because I empathize for him in this particular situation. But I feel bad for him that he feels like he has to come up with an excuse because
if he put it out himself.
Yeah, which I
instructed the guys
with
to put
me
it out.
Saying that I believe that LeBron had that put out. Okay. I
Windhorst is
that
a
belief.
LeBron guy.
Yes, you know? And he was kind of flamboyant with it in the post-game press conference where he kind of held up his hand once and you heard all the clicks of the cameras and LeBron was like – and then LeBron held his hand up and was like, oh, I bet that gets the camera going. Like, it looked like LeBron was trying to make sure that everybody knew he had a cast on. But I feel – and Charlie, I'm not singling you out, but like, Charlie, you do not like LeBron James. Like,
okay.
Unless he's with the Grizzlies.
He's with the Grizzlies.
But I clarify a little bit? Purely as an athlete – I enjoy LeBron James. He is good for the game of basketball. He's the single greatest athlete I've ever seen in my lifetime. There's not a close second. I can appreciate all of that. I do not like LeBron. I don't like LeBron's antics.
Okay. Well, let me rephrase it then.
So I don't dislike LeBron necessarily, but the stuff that he does bugs me.
Let me take it back. It takes LeBron doing something really just really nice to get you to kind of jump on board. Like, he has to really prove you right for you to be on board with something that he does.
He starts off on a bad foot with me.
Yes. Sure. So, I mean, he has to go jump over the moon to impress people like you. And I guess that's okay, but I hate that he has to do something like this to kind of prove himself, or that he feels like he has to prove himself by putting something out like this, despite everything he's accomplished in his career. I kind of hate that him.
I think he probably feels like, what did he put up in that final game? 23 points?
Something like that. Triple-double, I think.
But not, you know, he put up 51 in game one. and I guess you look at that disparity, and I'm certain. I mean, you wouldn't get this out of me. 23 and close to a triple-double is a solid game. But I'm sure there's a take out there that's like, LeBron disappeared in game four. This is why the Cavs suck. And, you know.
I guarantee if you go to Skip Bayless's Twitter, it's on there.
Yeah. And so I can see why LeBron feels like there's a little bit of a need for that. But then Skip Bayless is going to come on there and be like, well, LeBron had this put out. What a dummy.
I think
you lose either way.
The unfortunate part of that entire situation is that he broke it punching a whiteboard after the game. You can't lose your cool. You're the leader of that team. I understand what J.R. Smith is probably the dumbest move in history of the NBA, but I'm of the belief that you can't be punching whiteboards after the game when you have to be at an all-time level in order to even have a chance to beat the Warriors. You can't be punching whiteboards.
No, you can't. You can't do that. That's not smart at all.
Immature.
Really a bad move by whoever put that out. Whether it was Windhorst by himself or LeBron's team instructing him to do that. I just think it was a really bad move for LeBron to have that excuse or that reason out right after losing the NBA Finals. 865-255-03. Stay with us.
Hour 3 of the Swain event is brought to you by the Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help.
Spring is here and it's time to party. Who wants to spend hours upon hours on the smoker while everyone else is having a good time? Nobody. That's who. Call Dead End Barbecue at 865-414-9417 and let a top 100 barbecue restaurant handle the food so you can enjoy your party. The school year is getting close to ending, which means graduation parties and end of the year celebrations. Don't be stuck on the grill. Pick up the phone and call 865-414-9417 and ask for Leah. Dead End Barbecue. Your catering search is over.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. You pull over, step out of your car, and the next thing you know, you're being arrested for driving under the influence. Now what do you do? We all should be responsible. But remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza at 865-540-8300. The investigative teams at the Garza Law Firm know the justice system inside and out. They utilize cutting-edge technologies and investigative methods to prepare your specific case. Before you plead guilty to any criminal charges, call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza. Put his number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty. Say Garza. 865-540-8300. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, and Simplico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way, even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799.
At work? Can't call in? Don't feel bad. You can talk to the guys on the text box. It's part of the free Swain Event app.
So where Jameer Johnson tweeted that he was on Rocky Top. JUCO offensive lineman. Tackle coming in, going to compete with Chance Hall, Jerome Carvin. Hey, maybe even Trey Smith if you decide to keep Trey Smith at tackle. Since we're getting closer and closer to the season, has your opinion changed on what this football team can do this fall? You know how, like, you play a team that's really, really, really good, and on Sunday you're like, hey, there's no chance we're going to win. And by the time you get to Friday, you're like, oh, yeah, we're going to win, baby. We're going to win. We're going to shock the world. Has that happened for you as a Tennessee fan as we're getting closer and closer to football season? First session is here. All the guys are here. You have Tennessee recruiting at a high level right now, getting about a commitment a week, somewhere around there since Pruitt has been here. Mm-hmm. Has your opinion changed? Has your outlook on the season changed a tad bit in the last 3 or 4 months?
I was decently optimistic to start with, actually, so not necessarily. I've maybe gone from this team is very capable of making a bowl game to saying this team is probably capable of winning 8 games. Capable.
I don't even think they're capable of it.
Capable. Will they? I don't think so.
I think 7 is the ceiling.
But I said 6 or 7, very doable. That schedule is just monstrous, though. And then I look at that and I just say, I don't see. 8 would be a true accomplishment. That would be something special in year one for Jeremy Pruitt, if you can get 8 wins out of this. Because that means you win a game you're truly not supposed to.
Probably means that you win 2 games that you're not supposed to, honestly.
And it also means that you beat Missouri, Kentucky, and Vandy.
Which is big in the sense of you haven't been able to do that lately.
Yeah, not since
Were they beat all three in the same year?
2015 would have been the last time, I believe. They beat all three.
Yes.
So, because Yeah, you won that entire back half of the season.
Yeah, because that was the year that Tennessee... Because
you lost to Oklahoma, Florida...
Yep. Arkansas.
Beat Georgia.
Alabama.
Lost Alabama, then won the entire back half of the season, I believe.
Yes,
so,
yes.
Other than that, like I think this team's capabilities... It really, to me, comes down to this quarterback situation, and it's such an unknown. I can't say anything about what Keller Chris might be capable of. It's hard to say at this point what Jared Guarantano is going to look like in the new system. So that's just so tough. But I think the defense is going to be pretty solid. The offense has nice pieces, but that schedule is just killer, man.
Schedule
is brutal.
My mindset going into the season, I guess back around January, February, March, I was not optimistic at all. I mean, I thought Tennessee would be lucky to make it to a bowl game. It would be just one heck of a season if Tennessee got to a bowl game this season. But as the season inches closer, I do believe that Tennessee is going to – I definitely think they're going to win 6 games, and I could see them winning 7 games. But I think that's their ceiling because of how strong the schedule is. Not necessarily – obviously Tennessee is weak compared to where Tennessee should be. But I think the reason they don't win more than 7 is more because of the schedule rather than them being weak. My thought process on why I've become more optimistic is because of coaching. I think Jeremy Pruitt, Kevin Shearer, Tyson Helton, they're going to have these guys ready to play. I think they're going to cover all the minor details, which they already did in the spring. That's going to continue over throughout the summer into fall camp. And I think this is going to be one of the better coach football teams that we've seen in a while at Tennessee. And because of that, while I believe that the talent level is a 5-win season, I think the added coaching ability and the added details that Tennessee will have covered, I think that will be good for a win or two. And because of that, I think they win 6 or 7 games this season.
Honestly, talent-wise, I think if Tennessee didn't play in the SEC, say put Tennessee in what's the crappy side of the ACC where Virginia Tech is. What?
I don't want to play in the ACC this year.
Whatever it is,
put us in the Pac-12.
But you put them in there. Put them in the Pac-12.
this Tennessee team could win a division in another conference. I truly believe that. Because
I don't know about that. Because of line play. You say you're worried about quarterback play. I'm worried about offensive line play and defensive line play. More so on the offensive side. But as we know, you can't win in this league without winning in the trenches. And I think that's something Tennessee is going to struggle to do this season.
Honestly, I don't even know about – I don't really have a real honest take about our talent, because I need to know if we really do have the talent with a different coaching staff. Like, okay, we got these guys who were signed to Tennessee and they're highly rated players. Most of them obviously have not lived up to their hype. With a different coaching staff, I think we will know, is it coaching or were they overhyped? I think we'll know that this football season. So we'll know about Kyle Phillips. You know, we'll know about Jonathan Combo. Because if you fail to play at a high level with two different coaching staffs, the attention now turns away from, okay, Coach Jones didn't do a good job of developing. Okay, well, Pruitt didn't get much out of him either. Now it turns to the player, and okay, maybe he's just not as good as advertised. So I don't even know yet about the talent. I mean, I can look at some of the guys I've seen individually and go, yes, he is very, very talented. I can look at Callaway and go, oh, yeah, he is really, really talented, no doubt about it. You know, Najee Warrior, Trey Smith, guys like that. But players who we have not seen anything from, who we know are rated high, okay, let me wait and see what Pruitt and company is going to do with these players so I can know if they're talented or not. I am in that camp as being more optimistic than I was 3 months ago. And I don't see how you are not at least somewhat more optimistic than 3 months ago, because we did have the spring game. And during the spring, we got a chance to see this offensive line play really better than what we expected without Trey Smith and Chance Hall.
And without potentially Jameer Johnson?
Yeah, because I was very, very, very worried before spring practice started.
So
and even during spring practice, I was like, man, I'm standing next to these guys, and they look 30 pounds underweight. They look like tight ends. And then to see them and how they play in the orange or white game, and then Pruitt has not given any group or any player any praise. For him to highlight the play of the offensive line being his the most improved group from the spring, that is very, very, very encouraging. Now, with Trey Smith, from what I'm hearing, being in a really good place to return, you get a healthy Chance Hall. Man, now you have something.
Mm-hmm.
If you can get Brandon Kennedy, and as of last night, the chances that he is coming to Tennessee are less than they were a week ago. Okay?
That's not good.
Less than a week. I'm not – hey, it could have been a 99 a week ago. All I'm saying is it's less now. There's more of a question now, Brandon Kennedy, than it was maybe a week or two ago. Okay?
You mean all that fight was for nothing?
If he goes to the ACC, it's going to be for nothing. If he goes to Auburn, it won't be. It won't be. So, I guess the fight will be only for Van Jefferson if Brandon Kennedy decides to go outside the conference. But if you get him, now you're talking about replacing or finding two guys to fill two spots there at the guard position. And so, yeah, I'm more optimistic than I was 3 months ago. That's the question. We got about 10 minutes left in the show. Are you more optimistic now than you were 2 or 3 months ago? If so, why? You can give us a call, or you can give us your opinion there on the text box, Facebook Live comments, as we will take our last break of the day. And our last segment will be answering those questions and finishing up this discussion. Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, Rocky Top Sports, 100.9, 850 AM. Be right back.
Hour 3 of the Swain Event is brought to you by the Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help.
Today will be clear with a high near 91 and a low around 62. Mostly sunny Tuesday with a high near 90, a 20% chance of rain tomorrow night with a low around 67. Wednesday, the 20% chance of showers hangs around, sunny, with a high near 90. Weather on the Swain event is brought to you by Be Dry. If your basement is wet or cracked, Be Dry can help. BeDry.com.
By now, you know that Muya has the best burgers in Knoxville. Their beef is never frozen, they have all-natural turkey burgers and black bean veggie burgers, not to mention they make their buns in-house every day. But now, you can also get 100% all-beef hot dogs or, wait for it, all-natural chicken sandwiches. Trust me, these chicken sandwiches put chicken restaurants to shame. So stop into Muya and taste the difference. Located at 7301 Kingston Pike, right by Better Mattress.
Craving homemade flavors that don't take hours in the kitchen? Mrs. Grissom's cheese spreads and chicken salads are the perfect go-to. Ready-to-eat meals and snacks found in the meat or dairy section at the grocery store, with flavors of home in every bite. Whether you crave the classic Mrs. Grissom's pimento cheese or the gold gluten-free select cranberry pecan chicken salad, enjoy the sweet taste of a home-cooked meal in every container. Select the best. Select Mrs. Grissom's. Small town, like a small town.
VFL's Jason Swain and Todd Kelly here with our Men on Football and Smoothie segment. Let's discuss some of our favorite smoothies and how they impact our lives. TK, man, tell me which smoothie comes to mind when you think about playing defense.
Swaino, the Peanut Butter Power Plus and the Power Punch Plus provide the energy needed to make plays every time they take the field. Then you have the Gladiator and the Hulk, nutrition every dominant player has to have. Bottom line, everyone wants to be a dominant player. Now, Swain, you tell me about the offensive side of the ball.
TK, it's simple. You always score with Smoothie King. The Shredder personifies what we are going to do to opposing defenses. The Berry Punch and Activator will light up the scoreboard. And in case we need to go into overtime, the Pure Recharge will put us over the top for the win.
Swain, oh, you know I love football and Smoothie King. I'm a VFL, a Smoothie King for life. The Chocolate Gladiator and the Chocolate Shredder with the scoop of peanut butter. Oh, that's my go-to smoothie. They get a chest bump all day.
Yes, sir. This concludes our Men on Football and Smoothie King segment for today. Don't forget the Sip by Sip program. Use Smoothie King as a meal replacement 5 or more times a week, and you'll feel and see the difference. Smoothie King, the healthy alternative to fast food. Delicious and nutritious. TK.
Don't forget the peanut butter. Yeah, boy.
If you aren't following the Swain event on Twitter, then are you even on Twitter? Hit that follow button. It's the right thing to do.
Are you feeling more optimistic?
My question on that is, you brought up how during game week, like when we're playing Alabama, maybe not Alabama, but when we're playing Georgia, it's like Tuesday or Wednesday, Tennessee probably not going to win this game. Then by Friday and Saturday morning, you're like, oh, Tennessee's winning this football game. How do we know that? That isn't what we're feeling now. That because we're close to the season, it's just that time of the year where we start to get optimistic.
You got
to
show your work. That's why you got to show your work.
That's why I asked the question.
That's why you got to show your work. If you can't show your work, it's just emotions. You know, like here on the text box.
Hey, this is Kevin in Houston.
Like here on the text box, Jordan says he's more optimistic because of Juwan Jennings being back. So, yeah, absolutely. That's a really good reason. You know, I mentioned offensive line. Kevin in Houston is on, if you did not know that. But Kevin is on. And so, Kevin, how do you feel?
I tell you exactly. Well, I feel excited. I see a lot of pessimism out there in the reports of, you know, what our record may or may not be. And like a wise man once told me, that's pretty much trying to guess the record for next season or the potential is like spitting into the wind. And but I feel so much more optimism than I did 2 or 3 months ago. I look at our upcoming schedule. I see 4-0. We got a 3-game stretch of really bad road there.
It's brutal, and, man.
I think there's an upset in there. And I wouldn't exactly call Auburn an upset, but it's either going to come with Georgia or Alabama, and I'm calling it right now. But after that stretch, I see no one stopping us. I really don't. And we have been getting four and five stars, more four stars, at an alarming rate that I haven't seen since you played, since the Fulmer era. And these are grown men. These are grown men. The linemen that are coming in, I've said it all along, the O-linemen especially, we need to start getting these guys in there that have a bad attitude and a weight problem. They, you know, they're being fined or not fined, but punished for being overweight. That's what I'd like to see. And we're getting some studs in, and I'm really proud. I'm happy.
Well, Kev,
very optimistic.
Thanks for the phone call. I do see where you're coming from when you say that after the Bama game that you know, you can see how no one can stop Tennessee. They play South Carolina, Charlotte, Kentucky, Missouri, Vanderbilt, and I mean that's a very favorable finish. You know, Carolina's going to be tough because you got Jake Bentley and you got Drew Locke there in Missouri. It's not going to be, you know, easy at all, but it'll be a whole lot easier than Georgia, Auburn, and Alabama. The thing about that stretch is not only is those are tough opponents, but the style of play is very physical. So if you can come out of that three games, you know, stretch healthy, you may lose the game, but boy, at least you don't lose twice by, you know, losing a key player, and then you don't have that player for Kentucky or Missouri or Vanderbilt or South Carolina and lose one of those. I don't know if I would say I see an upset between Georgia, you know, Auburn, and Tennessee. You never know, but
it's gonna be tough.
I will say about Kevin's, you know, four-star comment, I just don't know about the talent. I need to see how they're going to be, how they play with these coaches. All right, let's go back to the phone.
Vol Nation, real quick.
Vol Nation, right quick. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing, man?
Man, great. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. Hey, but yeah, I'm more optimistic now than I was maybe at the beginning of the season. Now that I've got a chance to kind of look at the coaches and stuff, I think the coaching staff, and knowing they got what 16 natties between them, and of course all the NFL experience pertaining to putting people in the league, and then we're getting these little snippets from the field of view videos that we get a chance to hear their passion and hear their expertise, and then looking at the recruiting, the kids that they're actually recruiting, the culture has changed on the campus. And so look at the orange and white game, look at the O-line, and look at the running game, and look at the totality of the program for where it was even last year to even now. I'm really more excited. And then look at the schedule, whether it's East Tennessee State, UTEP, Charlotte, Vandy, UK, Mizzou. You know, I believe we can get those six wins because I think, you know, any good program is going to get better as the season goes along. And I think, you know, it's going to be a little rough patches at the beginning, especially jumping off at West Virginia. But then after that, I think you'll start seeing them progress. And with this coaching staff, I believe they'll be able to instill some principles in them, some fundamentals, and they'll begin to excel, especially if we can stay healthy as we get further into the season. And perfectly on the back half of the season, we'll be a lot better than we were on the front half.
Vol Nation, man, thank you so much for the phone call.
That's great. You just fit it all in there real efficiently.
I wish I could elaborate and touch on it, but we really don't have much time to add anything else. Really appreciate everyone's time today. The Swain Events Fueled by Dead End Barbecue today, as well as every day in the month, is Men's Health Awareness Month. So make sure you go by Low T Center and get your numbers checked. For Charlie Burris, Ben McKee, I'm Jason Swain. The Swain Events Fueled by Dead End Barbecue. Peace and love. We're out.